Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, my name is Ann McNeil, and I am the Master Wealth Builder, and I want to welcome you again to another episode of Hashtag I Am Riviera Beach. Thank you for joining me and our co-host Dan Calloway and Steve White for episode number 26 as we share with you some phenomenal updates from some phenomenal people from the beautiful city of Riviera Beach. After reading the book Acres of Diamonds by Russell Conwell, I am thoroughly convinced that we are all leaving the diamond mines in our own backyard as we travel around the world looking for larger diamonds, when in fact the diamonds we seek are found within us and within our hometown from whence we come. Therefore, we're calling this podcast Hashtag I Am Riviera Beach. And this is a positive pride campaign for the city of Riviera Beach. So let me welcome our co-hosts, Dan Calloway and Steve White. Good afternoon, everybody.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Thank you. So go ahead, Mr. Calloway, with our show for today.
The show today is built around two or three things. It's our itinerant starting in May, going all the way up to February. Some of the things that we want to do is to do our part in making it safer, better, and dismiss all the negative things that they think about, they are saying about in Riviera and Palm Beach County. Now, although we're going to do some things out of the county and traveling, but we have five or six things that we're putting on the book that we all got to get involved with, the community, the government, and we're working with the elected officials to support this, especially with the mayor of Riviera Beach and the five council persons there. And, of course, we're going to be meeting with the Palm Beach County Health Board and the elected officials, the commissioners, about five or six programs, starting with our fishing program that's already kicked off. But we're going to intensify that, especially when school is out, because we're going to be working with the boys, the men. Mr. White will handle that in the tutorial program as we go into Stony Brook to work with the 13 to 17-year-old girls and boys with teenage pregnancy. We're going to have to stop that because that leads to a lot of crime. And most of all, our education program will be intensified. We must do that and prepare the kids for the next step. And there's a lot of people that have told me and some other people they really want to get behind some of this and asking the question, what can they do? We need quite a few things. We need volunteers, especially coming from the mayor and the council. And the ministers, because Reverend Philip Bazile, he've already got 12 boys to put in the fishing program when we go out and fish, catch the fish, learn how to prepare the fish, and then there are going to be some cookouts, like when we go to Lake Okeechobee. Well, we're going to catch the fish and we're going to cook it right there, and therefore we can get the individuals that we got out there to listen to some of the things that they may not hear in the classroom or in their house or whatever because of the same things different, like on the boat when we go out in the ocean. Kids may pick up what you're trying to tell them through what you're doing with the experience, especially with fishing because, you know, it takes a lot of patience to catch fish, and that's what you need in life to be successful. You just can't put the cart before the horse. You always got to have a horse pulling the cart. So those are the things that we are talking about in our time today. And this is at least a 2 weeks program about this. We can't finish everything today. Steve?
Yes. So to add to that, Mr. Calloway mentioned the teen pregnancy and going and taking a comprehensive program into Stony Brook starting on the 22nd of next month of May. So even from an educational point of view, when we look at a lot of our children, a lot of our children that struggle come from single-parent homes, we know that we've got to reduce teen pregnancy. It's been a real problem. And it hurts the community. And one thing that we're doing differently, which is a real reflection of Mr. Calloway's vision, is that too often when we talk about attacking teen pregnancy, all of the focus is on the females. The focus is on the teenage girls. But we're taking the Boys to Men program to Stony Brook so that we can focus on the young men as well and their responsibilities in making good decisions and not contributing to the teen pregnancy. Because as Mr. Calloway said a couple of weeks ago, we know none of these girls are getting pregnant by themselves. So we've got to talk about the young men and strengthen their resolve to make good decisions. And the Boys and Men program that we're going to take into Stony Brook is an award-winning, nationally recognized program that I created back in 1993. So it's a program that's recognized really over the country and has done a lot of work. So it's a great program. It has a proven track record of teaching young men how to be successful in life, from building their self-esteem and their self-respect, of making good decisions, even when their male-female relationships, money management, goal setting, all of the comprehensive things that will help young men or boys really make that transition to what we call true manhood, and therefore it's going to help them to make good decisions when it comes to their male-female relationships. And so it's about preventing teen pregnancy. And so that's something that I'm excited about, and going into Stony Brook and taking programs that's actually going to prevent teen pregnancy instead of us too often reacting after things have happened. We're going to take programs that will actually prevent teen pregnancy and at the same time give these young ladies an increased opportunity to be successful in life, give the young men an increased opportunity to be successful in life, as Mr. Calloway said, to addressing the educational programs and everything else that we need to bring comprehensive programs to help our youth become successful in life. So that's basically what we're doing.
And I need to add something to that.
On the 28th of May,
we will give out 12 scholarships. Now, whether they go to one of the predominant black schools, we would hope that, but we don't care where they're going, just as long as we can help them get out there. And I've already, and actually there's a scholarship named in Steve for education, because he's an educator, and there's one named in your name for business administration, being a businesswoman, which I think is very important. That is not that many black women of color, let me put it that way. I rather say black. Sometimes people say that's wrong, but I'm going to say black women in the field that you're in, and I know there's one going to be given out in the name of Tina White, because she's a black female with her business and tires. The people from Riviera in this Palm Beach County, we will start highlighting people like that. So some of the people who are going to be sponsoring, and I'm sponsoring Steve scholarship, the education for here. That I'm putting there. Finished with getting my money, which that's $10,000. Last year I gave $10,000 to Deja Johnson. She's in her freshman year at LSU, and she'll be there to tell about her experience. And we're working with Dr. Banks. She got 12 individuals she wants us to look at. And in any way we can help them get a scholarship, we'll do that. But we're working on that. Giving you another name, since he passed, he was one of our attorneys for many years at the Youth Recreation, Andrew DeGraffenreich. And his passing, And I said at the funeral during the eulogy that we, from this point on, every year we're going to give a scholarship out. We give a scholarship out in Herman McCray's name every year, Clark Martin every year, Donald Wilson. We've been doing this, but we're going to highlight it because you know they're going to pass a lot of kids in school because of the test or whatever was in the paper the other day about that. But we got to move our tutorial program faster to catch up because with the pandemic got us in a hole. So I just want to put that in there. Now, you want to say something right now, Ann, about that?
Well, absolutely. I think it's very exciting when we look at our vision for this program and the vision for the city. All that we're planning on doing continues to shed a bright light on the wonderful, smart, talented individuals from the city. And even those individuals who are yet unborn, we're talking about educating the youth. We're talking about programs for our seniors on December 11th. At the Gospel Christian, you know, extravaganza. We're talking about the Boys to Men program. We're talking about, Girls to Women. We're going to call it something very positive and share with them what we'd like for them to think about how they can see themselves in a different light. So let me say that again. Girls to Women. How about that, Steve? How about that, Dan? Girls to Women program. Okay. Okay.
If we're gonna have
Boys to Men, and we're gonna talk about positive things, then we're gonna have Girls to Women, and we're gonna talk about positive things because we do know that these girls don't get into these situations by themselves. So we're gonna speak to them from that vantage point. And continue to, and you know, my second favorite book, Think and Grow Rich, and I do believe that there's power in the spoken word, and whatever we speak over our children from that first favorite book, the Bible, whatever we speak over them, they will speak over themselves. And so I definitely will be volunteering to bring some positive mindset consideration to our youth. So this is very exciting. And I am very excited to be a part of this. So we want to make sure that all of our listeners, please comment, like, and share the show. If you know anyone who would be interested or willing in volunteering, please have them reach out to Dan Calloway at 561-848-4991. That number again is 561-848-4991. But any details regarding these three, four programs, first one is May 22nd. This is our summer program at Stony Brook where we will be talking with the Girls to Women program, and we'll be talking with the Boys to Men program. And then, like we've already heard, the program that will be on December 11th, and that's the Gospel Christian, Extravaganza, O Holy Night. Yes, and then, of course, we have the brilliant, 12 brilliant and beautiful banquets. So we have a lot of positive things going on in Riviera Beach. We want to make sure that if you are interested in participating in any way, shape, or form, please reach out to Mr. Calloway again at 561-848-4991. So those would be my comments to start this conversation. We want to also encourage individuals who would like to participate in this podcast every Sunday. Every Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern, you can dial in at 661-554-9219. You can participate in the conversation. That number again is 661-554-9219. And just press 1 on your phone, and you can participate in this conversation every single Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern. We're here talking about hashtag I am Riviera Beach. All right, Dan.
I'd like to bring up an important point. Now, he'll be here in an hour. He's giving a eulogy for a personal friend of a lot of us, Leon Gaines. Elvin Dowling is, ever since he was a boy, I've been in his life. and we've had him at our church numerous times. I'm introducing. He's going to be running for the Elsie Hasten spot in Congress. They're going to put up a special election. We must get out there and support this young man. And I'm not telling you anything, Ann, because he's very close to you. He told me that. And I didn't know you were close to him, and you didn't know I was close to him either. But this is the type of young black man who paid his dues and was helping out 20-some years ago. And one of the guys and one of the people that I know when we bring up a special banquet or something like that, a special a senior citizen program, a church program, he would be my number one person to be the speaker. He's that good. Do you have anything to say about that? And
the name again, could you spell that?
Say what now?
The name. I didn't hear the name.
Elvin Darling.
Darling. Okay. Well, that's exciting. I didn't know
yeah.
he was planning on running.
Yeah. Well, he called yesterday, and he's coming by to tape my endorsement video in about an hour and a half from now, 4 o'clock.
Okay. All right. Excellent. Well,
yeah, because he brought your name up to me. I mean, I told him he couldn't do it. He wanted to come by right after the funeral around 2 o'clock. I said, no, I work for Dan McNeil. And you in the telling business. And so he told me when you were building the police station, he was down there on the line with Robbie and everybody fighting for that. And he
absolutely.
Said he talked to you often.
Absolutely,
yeah.
absolutely.
This is a small world.
It's
I've
a very
man,
small world.
Little girl. Yeah, wonderful. Wonderful. I don't know whether you know him or not, Steve. You want
to I know of him. I know of him. I've been in an event where he was also speaking. But I want to go back, Mr. Calloway. Now, did you say he did the eulogy for Mrs. Gaines?
Today. He's the eulogist today. The funeral was at, I don't know, I think it's 2 o'clock. Either 1 or 2 o'clock is this afternoon. Very seldom they have a funeral Sunday. But the up funeral is going on right now or just finishing. They called the repast going to be down at some place because of the youth recreation is taking care of that. Yeah. Mrs. Gaines.
Okay, well, that's news to me. I did not know that.
Oh, yeah. And she died right before Elsie died.
Hmm. Well, you know what, let me take some liberty to say something to that, Mr. Calloway and Ann.
Yeah.
So I wasn't aware that Mrs. Gaines had passed, and so I'm really sorry to hear that because what I wanted to say is I remember there's a lady who's a personal friend of mine from years back who was a teen mother. She was a teen mother at probably about the age of 15 years old. And this is and her son now is probably 40 some odd years old. But I remember her telling me that one of the reasons why she was able to go on and become successful in life, and she became a registered nurse and, you know, graduated from high school and college and became a registered nurse and everything, was because Mrs. Gaines was one of the people who believed in her and who was working with teen mothers at that time, 40-some-odd years ago, or probably even closer to 50 years ago, that was working with teen mothers. And when other people was telling her that she had made mistakes and, you know, almost literally telling you that your life is over, that Mrs. Gaines is one of those people that believed in her and encouraged her to go on with her life. So it's fitting, you know, and like I said, I did not know she had passed, but it's fitting that as we're talking about going into Stony Brook to prevent teen pregnancy. And at the same time, those who have already become pregnant and who are teen mothers, for them to know that life is not over. So we can add that to Mrs. Gaines' legacy, that she really helped people. And I know firsthand how that has helped people who were teen mothers to move on in life and to become successful. So I just wanted to throw that in there.
Well, I would like to echo something. The reason why I'm such a giver, when I first opened the gym, or at least when we first opened the gym back in 67, and, you know, when kids sign up to play some type of sport, they got to have a physical. And when they go into the school then, at the time when you all were going to school, you had to play any sport, you had to have a physical, a $10 physical. Gottrell, Dr. Gottrell Gaines, never charged a kid that was in Wells or Tate, long as they, if they mentioned Mr. Calloway sent us over here to get a physical, it was always free of charge. That's thousands and thousands of dollars that Lee and Gaines with the kids in that house called Tay and Leah and the other daughter or whatever, they sacrifice. When Leah called me yesterday to thank me for helping with the repass, that was the least thing I could do, because never right. I had to write a check for thousands and thousands of kids when Dr. Gottrell Gaines was alive. He did it free of charge. I'm through.
Hi, Ms. McNeil.
Yeah, I think that it would be wonderful. We could talk about this offline, but I think it would be wonderful to also invite individuals like that, those who were teen moms, to come and participate with us at Stony Brook, because that's a voice that the kids can hear, even though those of us who may not have had the opportunity to have that experience that is relatable to millions. And we talk often about the girls, but seldom do we talk about the boys when we talk about many boys want to be men to their children, even at a young age, because sometimes
right.
they didn't have that experience and wanted to, even though it's an accident, it happens to anybody, it happens to lots of people, but it does not mean it's the end for either one. But then again, how do we help them have different choices? And then when it does happen, how do we help them have different choices? So I'd like to talk, you know, we can talk about it offline in terms of identifying those people. And as those of you who listen to this program, if you know individuals, whether they're from Riviera Beach or not, that would like to volunteer in any kind of way, shape, or form with this Girls to Women program and the Boys to Men program, anywhere in the world, any kind of support you'd like to give, it could be a kind word, it could be a book, it could be an audio, video, it can be money, it can be time, it can be your talent, your treasure, whatever it is you'd like to give, we will receive it with open arms, because, again, our vision is to begin to shine a brighter light on our wonderful city of Riviera Beach, Florida. And this is one of the ways we do that, by giving back in many, 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 many different ways. Those are just my thoughts, and I'm very excited. I want to just repeat some of the scholarships we talked about, because we want to encourage everybody to comment, to like, and share the show whenever you get a chance to listen to this. And again, May 28, 2021, we will give out the 12 scholarships, and some of the names of the scholarships so far are Steve White, Education Scholarship, Ann McNeil, Business Scholarship, Tina White, Business Scholarship, Andrew DeGraffen. Right? Is this a legal scholarship for those who want to go into the law? Okay.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, legal scholarship.
Yep.
And I'm right.
Don Wilson
and then,
is music.
Right, Don
and,
Wilson
and,
is the music scholarship.
And Herman McCree is in the culinary arts.
And perfect. Culinary
yeah.
Arts for Don Herman McCray.
And Claude Martin is recreation.
Claude Martin, recreation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. See, we add people, and I hate that, because it was only after they passed, and, you know, Herman and Don and Claude, see, next year we're going to do one in Johnny Carlisle's. Most of us knew Johnny Carlisle. Johnny Carlisle represented he might have been the greatest person that I've ever met in my life. And I had the privilege of giving him the first job right there at Goodmont Park in 67. And he was catching rides on a bus down to Lake Worth, down to Palm Beach Junior College at the time being. And he needed a job. And he was tired of, he said, Mr. Calloway, if you could loan me $250, I can buy a car. Now, well, back there then, you could buy a car for $250, but you can't buy a tie now for $250. He went on to school, got his master's. He taught over 30 years in the school system before he passed. And when he passed 3 years ago, he's now on the list to go and have a scholarship named in his name. But I need to say this. Go ahead.
No, I was going to also mention the Graham family, because I think they mentioned about the scholarship that they have. Is that also part of this?
The Graham family, they're part of the youth recreation. That's part of the youth recreation. That's what Otis Anderson is, really Otis Anderson's scholarship. He's given the scholarship with the Graham family. That's all together. See, because that we put that together 13 years ago because I needed Otis. See, Otis and Lamont Paris would always come back if I asked them. They were always one and two. And Otis, we were playing golf. It was a golf tournament. And Otis been doing that, and he put the committee of Laverne and Ravona and Tiny, his sister, they put it all together, and they use that, but it's under the Youth Recreation Association. But the Youth Recreation give out more than just the one they're giving out because of they have their own bylaws and rules the way they want to go. Because LeBron is the one who send the checks off to the college when they get the interest whatever they were doing to get on the campus, and they send it right to the registrar office. And it never gets in the hand. But the youth recreation, we do it a little different. We give the money to them because I know the people. And sometimes kids need money to try to get to college, especially if they're going off and they need to buy the different clothes. And I tell people, it's called the situation. When I interview the parents, and if a parent got four or five kids in the family, nobody, this is the first one ever going off to school, I'm automatically going to put them at the top of the list. It's more by need. And very seldom we give our scholarship out without really spending time with the family. And the last thing I need to say, we're going to have, when I just haven't put it together as the event coordinator for the youth recreation, but there will be a time, because I'm trying to buy time with the virus, because I want to bring a lot of the people who are going to participate and have a sit-down meal. And then you take a lot of girls and the boys who've never been to a restaurant where they can order off a menu. And that's important. They've been going to fast food places all their life. I need them to sit down and learn how to eat with the utensils like they're not with some out of a bag. See, that's part of growing up. And the other thing, you know, we're going to take at least four trips to Peanut Island. Let them take the tour over there, President Kennedy bunker over there. There's a museum over there. And that means they'll be looking at the land from the water, not the water from the land.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll be amazed how many people have never been on Singles Island. And, of course, I got somebody working to try to get me two trips or 40 at a time to the rapids right across the street from where I live on Military Trail. See, if we can show kids, like we take a busload, now whether I put them on tri-rail or we put them on buses, I'm working that out. They take them down to Bayside and spend 4 or 5 hours there. And there's going to be a time we're going to take 2 or 3 busloads over to the sugar mill in Belgrade. It's like another world to them. It's like another world to me if I hadn't been over there, to learn something about different places. That's what Mr. McDonald taught me when I was in school. He said, West Palm Beach is not the world. You got to travel. It's educational, and then you'll decide where you want to live. So I was just giving you basic where we are, but there's some spinoff. So it's like a gradual, and when Steve tell me after 10 weeks or whatever like that, because we're talking about 13 to 17-year-old kids, and after that, we will set them down like it's a little banquet for them, and then I'll bring some speaker and let them understand we appreciate that they stayed the course. Is that what we're going to do, Stevie?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And that's very important, and that's been a part of the Boys to Men program and, of course, the Girls to Women program as well, is to recognize and honor them for staying the course. So absolutely. Yes, sir.
Okay. See, Ann, you gave us marching orders. And while you running a business, Steve and I is preparing, and we would love that. You said some hope that you would love to go and have the out there fishing, like Lake Okeechobee, in Okeechobee, the town of Okeechobee, where they have a picnic area, and we catch the fish in the boat, and we cook it, and hush puppies, cock fritters to go along with the fresh fish. You would love that. We would love to have you one of the guests, and we'll bring a couple of more females so you won't feel out of place out there with the rest of us.
Well, see, that's what my father did as we were growing up, and that's why my brother is such a fisherman today. But that's what my father did, and so it is just a really good memory for me because we both ended up becoming experts in what my father did. My father was a businessman, and I became that part of my father's life. My brother, my father was a fisherman, and my brother became that part of my father's life. But they used to trick me, Mr. Calloway. I was scared of the fish, but I loved to go fishing. And every Saturday morning they would go, whenever they went, they make sure they sneak out and left me sleeping so that I wouldn't go.
God. You mean Carl would do that to his sister?
My father. See, because they had to spend too much time with me.
Yeah.
You know, putting the bait on my hook.
And
after I catch a fish, they got to take it off and they got to bait it again. And they couldn't fish because of me. So,
okay.
So we had our good times. So, and like I said, they would clean it, cook it, and we would eat it right out there. It was phenomenal.
We did that on the ocean, right over there with the Tierra. And we didn't have to have salt. When you clean the fish over on the ocean, just rinse it, rinse in that salt. That salt water, is always better for you. It's healthy for you. And put it right in the frying pan. Right out there on that beach, right with the Tierra. They call that the Black Beach.
Yeah, I remember that too. Yes.
Yeah, it changes. We couldn't go there in 56. The year I finished school, that was the last year we could not go back. They come with some rule, but that because Sanger's from Sanger's Sewing Machine bought some property, and then MacArthur. And they were settling the land. They said, "Man, the blacks can't come over here no more." They put us up at Jupiter. But
yes, I remember that too. Yeah.
One of the things I think the kids love going fishing. We setting up 5 to 6 trips on the deep sea with the charter boat. I'm working with them. I'm interviewing who's going to give me freebies and give me a break. And then I'm getting people to sponsor a trip. And what they do on the boat, whatever fish you catch, they will clean it, show you how to prepare it, and you bring it home. Yep. But I have to send chaperones there because I don't want those kids running up and down and something happen. And I got to make sure everybody got a life bag, jacket. Everybody must have a life jacket when they get on that boat.
Exactly.
Yeah. But what I would suggest that we use next Sunday, and then we would be able to put the dressing on our itinerary for the next 8 months. We didn't talk about Black History Month in February, but the banquet for the brilliant and beautiful women, that'll be the last weekend in January.
And yes.
Only because of the pandemic, the city of Riviera says that the longer we wait, the better and more tables we'll be able to handle in the place.
See, right.
Because of the pandemic, they believe with the shots. And right now, we couldn't have a banquet because it costs too much. See, we're going to put together a beautiful souvenir book. Each one of the honorees will have a one page and a picture of them and their bow. And then I'm going to be getting four people to sponsor the outside cover, the backside cover, and the inside cover up the front and back. And then there'll be a big page on there. We do that. We have to not all, while we do that, especially with a full course meal, whatever the proceeds that we made from that will go back right into our program of helping the tutorial, the teenage pregnancy. See, we have to raise money to keep doing in the fishing program because you can't go to everybody all the time and tell them they got to help sponsor. You got to do something for yourself. See, now, we made a lot of money to help our program was having a giveaway. Most people say a raffle. A $5 giveaway, and we draw it at the banquet. And then when we have a banquet, we make $30,000, and $30,000 helps us a lot with different programs because our budget is always going to be over $250,000 a year, sometimes up over $400,000 a year. Because I didn't put in there where we're going to feed 6,000 people for Thanksgiving. We've been doing that for 37 years. That we said 6,003 this year. And then we spent $2,400 for Thanksgiving, I mean for Christmas. But our Thanksgiving delivering at food, we had 1,250 volunteers. But that's something else. See, we'll talk about a lot of this stuff, but right now, the teenage pregnancy and boys to men and girls to women, that is important in our scholarship. Those four things there is right now the most important thing because we got to change. And then I got to spend time with Abe Helam. I don't know what we're going to do with Travis Rudolph. We got to help him. That's one of my kids. I mean, now, was his guilt? I'm not going to talk about that, but something had to go wrong.
That's right.
Trying to figure out how to stop that. I mean, here's a young man that we worked hard, got him into the Florida State, one of the better players, was drafted. And now it's people, maybe another one going to die because one was dead and another was injured. A bullet hit him in a place that, you know, you got to be praying that he'll make it through that. But we have to do something. But remember now, if you know anything about the case, his daddy was killed 3 weeks before the draft.
Yeah.
See, you never know what all this stuff going on. And 9 out of 10, it always falls back on my lap because of obsession and something like that. Ex-lawman. Then I got to stop down there with the state's attorney office and find out what we can do. Then I got to find out what Abe Helam and all my guys, what they're going to do. Then I need them to rally around now. See, we just can't leave people out by themselves because they made a mistake. See, we all make a mistake. Some of them are larger than the other ones. So I'm finished.
Well, I know where we are in the time, Mrs. McNeil, so I'll be very brief, and this will be my wrap-up. I just want to say to the people that are listening that what we're planning to do in Stony Brook with the helping to prevent teen pregnancy and working with the young ladies there, the girls there, that we will help give them that foundation to make that transition to be a very responsible and successful woman. And the same thing that we're doing with the boys to give them the foundation they need to make the transition to successful manhood. These are the kind of programs that we in the community have to support. These are the programs that parents should get behind and the community should get behind, because we are being proactive, meaning that we're going to address a problem and prevent it, as opposed to waiting until the problem happens and then try to deal with it on the backside. And that's what we must do in Riviera Beach and in the Black community, et cetera. We've got to learn to be proactive and give our children a chance to be successful. They have the ability. There's no question about their ability, but we are the ones who have to help build that foundation, give them the exposure, as Mr. Calloway has talked about, so that they could see that there is a whole world out there full of opportunities for them. And we can not just talk about the problems, we have to really be about solving them. And so I'm always excited about the things that we are doing and going to do, and the inspiration that I personally draw from you, Ann McNeil, and from Mr. Calloway, and those people who are really on the front end of, you know, just really making positive things happen. So that's my comment.
Before Ann take the final, I need to say this to you, Ann. If you hadn't thought of this program, and this is what an 82-year-old man like me need, still out here with the young group and sign and do the same thing I've been doing for 62 years, it makes it much easier, because it gives me a platform to have people like you and Steve and so many other people that you all don't know about, but you will know them. Steve getting to know them a lot right now because I'm talking to him all the time. It helps, because the least, the lost, and the left out is still here. The Bible teaches us that poor will be among us all the time. I don't care whatever happened, there are going to be more poor people. Yesterday, you saw the billionaires over in Palm Beach, the Forbes 500. Did you read it in the paper yesterday? Yes, read yesterday's paper.
Okay.
We're on the elbow of all that wealth, and we're living on the other side of the river, and we're like the forgotten people, but God hasn't forgotten us. We're going to rise, and I'm finished.
Dan, before you go, I'm taking notes. And you mentioned a guy, you say Mr. Something told you you had to travel. What was that guy's name? The guy that told you about it.
About you?
No, you. You were saying when you were a young man.
Oh, Bruce McDonald. I think he was talking about Mr. McDonald.
It's Bruce McDonald. He taught us so solid. He's 93 years of age. He called me last week checking on me. I had to check on him. He was an educator. He was really the superintendent in the South area. But
you need to have him on the show. We need to have him on the show. Can we have him next week? Can we have him on the show next week? People are leaving us, huh?
Well, the only thing I have to check with his daughter.
Okay.
And see, he is not well.
Okay.
But we can. I'm gonna give him that. He would love that. You talking about history in Palm Beach County?
But this is where we're gonna.
Right.
This is where we're going to record the history right here on the podcast.
Okay.
I mean, look. We're just talking about a woman who was the matriarch of this community. She just left us.
Yeah.
People, there are a lot of people like her that we need to have on the show. And remember, I was saying to you, one of the people like that was Jolinda's mom.
Oh, yeah, man.
You know? And,
right.
Yeah, but I'm saying there are a lot of people like that. This is the platform to hear their voice. I mean, I'm open. I mean, we don't have to do the show once a week. We can do it more than once a week. It's our show. So we're not limited.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mr. Mack, if he's feeling well, that would be just wonderful. Because he calls me all the time, but then his shortness of breath, and
that's okay.
Well, can I jump in and say something real quickly before we go off the air? So my suggestion is, well, I had the opportunity later in life to meet Mr. McDonald and get to know him and just having that honor of knowing him. So I would suggest, as you were just saying, Ann, that, yes, let's see if he's willing and able to actually do the show. And if he can't, we can still build a show around what he has meant to this community and what he has given to this community so that people are knowledgeable of his contributions, right? So we can do it either way.
And it lies. I can tell you that right now. And I'm one
We can have them on the show because, again, this is the part of our history that we want to share. And it's one thing to read it. It's something else to live it and to hear it and to feel it and to touch it and have people to give you your roses while you're still living. There's nothing better than that. Nothing better. You matter. Every minute of your life matters. And you've done such wonderful things that made a difference in other people's lives. There's nothing better than that. There's no money, you know, there's no car, no house. Nothing can give you that sense of.
So I can tell you right now, it's a privilege to rub elbows with a man like S. Bruce McDonald, Samuel Bruce McDonald. And he was very close to Elsie, too.
Yeah, and Alfie's another one. I mean, that voice is gone now. And he impacts all of our lives. Yeah, but I'm saying that this is why we do the show. We can have him on here. And we're not limited.
Right.
We're not limited to 15, 30 minutes. We're not limited to an hour. You know, if we had to do the show for longer, it's our show. We do whatever we want to do with it. Because I think that's a part of the vision of the light we want to shine on individuals like that before they take their last breath.
Yep,
I agree. And one thing we do know, Ann, is that we're not limited to 30 minutes, right?
We gotta get
off. I don't increase the time of this show twice while we've been sitting here. So
my eyes are bad, so I don't watch my watch. But
that's
good.
Okay, that's all right.
Mr. Reverend Dowling. I got to do it because I got to help him out. But, I can tell you right now, we don't rally behind him because we want him in there. This guy is just brilliant. This guy, Steve, you and him are just alike. But he's a minister, too. I wish we'd have had him up here because he put in that. He's tough.
Well, I look forward to getting to know him better, and I'm thankful for today's show. I think we've had a great show, and we're going to continue to just inform the people and hopefully inspire and inform the people, which is really what it's all about. So, Mrs. McNeil, you can wrap us up.
I think you just did. So we want to thank all of our listeners, and we also want to remind everybody, please make your comments, share the show, and like the show, and we will see you next week, same time, same place, for another episode of Hashtag I Am Riviera Beach. My name is Ann McNeil. I am the master builder, helping to build stronger and better lives, and I'm excited to be here with my co-hosts, Dan Calloway and Steve White, and we will see all of you next week. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good afternoon. Thank you.
Thanks.